Okay, now to Davenport on the eastern edge of Iowa, where the Mississippi River is cresting today at 22.7 feet. It's the highest level ever recorded, higher even than during the region's historic floods in 1993. On Tuesday afternoon, a temporary barrier broke with little warning. Now much of downtown Davenport is underwater. Joining us is Mayor Frank Klipsch. Mayor, thanks for making time to speak with us.
Well, thank you for this opportunity and letting the world know that we are open for business in Davenport, but we have some challenging times and we've got a great team coming together to deal with them.
Can you tell us what happened? The city had deployed these temporary flood barriers along the Mississippi riverfront. Why did they fail?
Well, I think, first of all, it's understanding. We have embraced the river for many, many years. We have 9 miles of parkland and parks. So a lot of the pictures show a lot of those park areas underwater. Then the flood barriers were put in place outside of that realm, and then a small section of that, after being up for 40 days, which is a long time, breached. And it basically flooded, in addition to that wide parkland coverage of water, it flooded about a 2.5 to 3 block, square block area. So it's a little misleading that the whole city is not underwater, but a section of it is, and that, of course, is very important to us.
And, because that's the downtown area, right? I mean, there's a lot of businesses down there. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in that area. What are you seeing?
It's the southeast part of downtown. Most of our businesses are still open. Some of these are on the southeast portion of it. We evacuated about 30 to 40 residents from that area who lived in some condo areas there. Some of the businesses are closed and waiting. They're already looking at coming back for recovery efforts. And we deal with that each year. But this was an unexpected breach, and a lot of water got into that area.
Well, why was it unexpected? Those barriers had been out for, as you say, 40 days. Did they just lose their strength? Was the river too much for them? What actually happened?
It's a little early to make that final determination. But again, when they're up that long, an excessive amount of rain. We had rain actually coming down the hill in towards the river. So we're still exploring what really happened. But this, again, is a relatively small portion of those barriers. There's still a significant amount of those up and are doing a great job as they were intended to do.
How are the Quad City River Bandits doing? I know that's your minor league baseball team. The stadium is right there along the river in that park that you described earlier.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting because we do a great job usually. There are ball games with the park in the middle of the river. And what happens, we have a walkway that goes over the water because it doesn't get up into the city quite as far as it has did this year. And the games go on with the flood all the way around it. This year, the water got about 22.7 feet, which is almost 7.5 feet above flood stage. It just got more than we could get the people in the ballpark. So we're ready for them to get back into town. They've been playing and doing pretty well, but in other people's ballparks, and we're hoping they'll get back as soon as possible.
So you want them home. Now, I ask you about the baseball team because the stadium, as we mentioned, is in this riverfront area that was developed over the years instead of a permanent flood wall. And as you well know, Davenport is no stranger to catastrophic flooding, including in the early 1990s. Do you think it's time to build a more substantial flood wall along the river in that area?
We will explore that after we get through this current situation. But we have made an attempt, and I'm also the co-chair of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative, all 88 mayors from Minnesota to Louisiana. And we're trying to find ways, resilient ways, of dealing with the flood water without building up a big wall and forcing our problems downriver. So our parkland has been a great way to do that. Let it come out of the banks, deal with it along the river, and then when it recedes, we deal with that in other protected wetlands area that we're working on as well. Some of the businesses that have actually been affected, and I've talked to a lot of them, said, hey, we don't want a flood wall.
I was going to ask that. Don't you think that the businesses that are now, some of them are inundated, don't they want a better solution than just a temporary wall?
Well, actually, one of the reasons they're there is they want to be on the river and see the river. If you put up a wall, they don't want to have a beautiful restaurant overlooking a wall. They were on local media last night saying, nope, we don't want a flood wall. We deal with this. This happens. And 98% of the time, the river is beautiful and we want to enjoy it. We need to be able to maybe find enhanced ways to deal with this on a temporary basis. So we'll explore all of those as we move forward.
We see in the forecast more rain early next week. When will this water subside?
It will be dependent on the rain, as you'd mentioned. We're going to have 3 or 4 days of dry weather, so hopefully we'll see a slight receding of go below the crest. All the infrastructure is holding. So if it does, hopefully, goes down some, and if it does rain, we'll have some room to be able to deal with that additional rain.
All right, we're hoping to. Frank Klipsch, mayor of Davenport, Iowa, where the Mississippi River is at the highest level ever recorded and has flooded parts of the downtown. Mayor, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.